Good morning and happy Easter. It is wonderful to see all your smiling faces on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is a great day to be at College Park Baptist Church where we celebrate Jesus Christ is alive and He is well. My name is Jeff Allen. I'm the Associate Pastor of Students and Families here at College Park, and we are so delighted that you are here this morning. We would like to get a record of your attendance, that you were with us in worship this morning. And we do that with pew pads. There is a pew pad on every pew. We invite you to take a look at that. If you don't see it, you may be sitting on it. It's on the inside aisle of the pew, and we invite you to take that out. Members, just all you have to do is put your name down, check the appropriate boxes. Guest, if you're a guest with us for the first time this morning, we invite you to just to write down your information, any information you feel comfortable giving to us, name, address, phone number, email, and then check the boxes that apply. This allows us to get to know you a little bit better and allow us to communicate with you about things going on in our church. We invite you to fill that out and send it to the end of the pew. And then when it gets to the end of the pew, the last person could send it back so that our ushers can pick those up a little bit later, or after the service. We appreciate you helping us out with gathering this information. Reminder about a few things that are happening today. There are no evening services, so after morning worship is done, we want you to go home and enjoy time with your family and friends. So there will be no evening events tonight. Beautiful service. We have beautiful lilies that are up here that have been given by many of our church members and guests, and we invite you that if this is one of your lilies, to make sure that you pick it up at the end of the service. We do want to borrow it during the service, but after the service, it's free for you to take. So we do want to invite our children. We are going to have children's time a little bit later in the service. Actually, during hymn number 159, we invite the children to come on down and to meet me here. Just come on down during the last verse of the hymn, hymn number 159. I think that's all the announcements. We do want to have we have something we want to give to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. We want to tell you a little bit about what College Park is all about. You've already given us your information on the pew pad, but we have some new information that we would like to give out to you about our church. There is a welcome packet that we would like to give to you along with the newsletter. So we invite you to raise your hand if you're a guest this morning, and we invite you to take one of these packets. Inside you will find out who we are at College Park Baptist, a little welcome letter from our pastor, as well as things that are going on in the life of our church and what we stand for. And this is a great way to find out about College Park. And as well, there's also a newsletter that tells you most up-to-date current events that are happening. So we hope that you find this information valuable, and we appreciate you being with us this morning. Worship is one of the things that we do best at College Park, where we gather our hearts and our souls together, and especially on Easter Sunday, we have so much to celebrate. And I invite you to begin in worship by standing to share in the invitation to share in worship. You will see this printed in your bulletin from 1 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 4, and I invite you to read the dark print as I read the light print. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved.
If Christ died for our sins,
according to the Scriptures, and He rose
again the third day, according to the Scriptures.
Amen. You may be May we pray. Dear Lord, on this beautiful and majestic Sunday morning, we have gathered. Lord, we have gathered in your name. We have gathered to worship you. During this season of Lent, Lord, we have had a time to reflect and a time to remember. We have had a time to see again in the Scriptures what took place on the road to Calvary. We have recalled the triumphal entry of Palm Sunday. We have recalled the Last Supper. We have remembered the crucifixion and your Son dying on the cross to save our sins. Lord, we have remembered, as we have come to this day, Easter Sunday, a day to celebrate. Jesus Christ is risen again. Lord, as we gather to worship you. We gather as people humbled by the sacrifice of your Son to save us. We gather to praise you, to give thanks to you for what you have done for us. Lord, on this Easter Sunday, a day to celebrate, a day to give thanks, help us to praise you. Help our hearts and minds to fill the full level of this wondrous awe that will lead us into the right way to worship you. Lord, fill our worship today. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Our scripture text this morning comes from the Gospel of John in chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of God. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. May God bless the reading and understanding of his holy word.
Mean. Interpretation is "praise ye Jehovah," or frequently known as "praise ye the Lord." The Greek form of the word is "alleluia." It's used in the beginning of 10 of the Psalms, and they're called the Hallelujah Psalms. And in Revelation chapter 19, it's used repeatedly, referring to the roar of great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah. For our Lord God reigns. So no wonder many of the major composers of old and of late have written pieces that praise God with the word hallelujah or hallelujah. We'll not only sing and shout the word here on earth, but along with the roar of the great multitude when we get to heaven. This morning the choir singing a combination of Beethoven's hallelujah and Handel's hallelujah chorus arranged by Kemp Kirkland. Hallelujahs to the Lamb.
stand with me? Would you stand with me and participate in a responsive reading? Remain standing for our hymn. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
Happy Easter.
Did
somebody come see y'all this morning? Happy Easter. Did somebody come see y'all this morning? Who?
The Easter Bunny.
He didn't come see me. Why did he come see y'all? What did he bring you?
Toys.
Toys.
Candy.
Chicken Little the movie.
Chicken Little the movie? Oh, that's a good Easter. Oh, DVD. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. Bunny. So what do you think about when you think of Easter? What do you think? Okay, about Jesus. What? Okay, think of eggs. Think of...
Easter.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Easter Bunny and candy and all that kind of stuff. Let me, I've got something here. Let me see.
If any of these, does this look familiar to you? Ooh, I think I've got some here. Now, some of these are, now these are live eggs, so be careful here. Now, do you hear that? Is it, if something's in there? So it's a real egg, right? And some of these, so some of you yesterday at the Easter egg hunt, what did you do? Did you paint some of them? Yeah, you painted some of them. Look just like this. And some of you found candy and ones like this. So, you know, one of the things that I think about, let's put that back. Yeah. We don't have that much insurance. That's good. One of the things that I think about is Easter is about celebrating and that Jesus is alive. Now, what do you do when you celebrate something? Like, well, when Wake Forest wins a basketball game, when NC State, let's see, when you celebrate something, what do? Do you cheer? One of the things I do is clap. Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't really thinking. Sorry, is that what's supposed to be in the egg?
No!
Did that scare you? It scared me because I forgot that. What is it? Let's see. It's got a little message. Let's see. Can somebody read that for me? Ashton, can you read that for me? What does that say? Happy Easter, Jesus gives us new life. We talk about eggs and we talk about them being a symbol of new life during Easter. That's why we do that. There's another one. Sam, can you read that? Can you work on it?
I think I can.
I think you can. Happy Easter, Jesus is out of the tomb. That's right. Let's see what else is in here. Oh, let me see. For time's sake, I'm going to read it. Here we go. Happy Easter. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. One of the reasons that we use eggs. Oh, no. That's good. The reasons that we use eggs is to remind us about new life. And Jesus gives us a new life, a new start. That's a great, great thing. Yes, ma'am.
I know why Easter uses eggs. Because just like a chick hatches out an egg, the chick has a new life.
Absolutely. The chick has a new life. And so do all of us. On Easter Sunday morning, we need to celebrate like we're celebrating a Wake Forest basketball game. We need to celebrate like it's great. We need to clap our hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving us a new life. Will you pray with me? It was a real egg. I had a lot of work to make that happen. All right. Can we pray together? Can we pray? All right. God, we love you and we thank you for the new life that you give to us. Thank you for the celebration that we have this morning. And may everything we do in worship be done for you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go have a seat. Oh, I'll show you later.
If it was a real egg, it would have had yolk.
Oh,
Let us pray. Good morning, Father. What a wonderful day to celebrate this gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through this gift, we have eternal life. All we have to do is believe with faith, and that gift of grace is ours. What a wonderful, wonderful day when heaven came down and glory filled our soul. When at the cross, the Savior made us whole. He washed away our sins, and our night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled our soul. We serve a risen Savior. He's in our world today. And just when we need Him, He is always here. Thank you, Father, for this precious gift. In Thy name we pray. Amen.